أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. After explaining all the evils and the wrongs of the Ahle Kitab, the Yahud, and how they turned away from accepting Deen and stopped other people also. And now in this ayat, Allah reminds them that they should all think of maut, and that is a reality which we also all are going to face. As Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ هَرْ جِي كُ چَكْنِي هَي مَوْتِ. Every soul, everything that takes nafas, that takes a breath, will taste of death. Plants also breathe in and out. They will also taste of death. Animals also, all human beings. Allah says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ. Everyone who is on the earth, surface of the earth, will come to an end. Only Allah will remain forever. But otherwise, everyone else, maut will come upon them. So that is, it comes in a hadith, kafa bil maut wa'ida. Maut is enough as a bayan for a person. Just think of maut, and a person's life will come right. That is the greatest bayan, just to think of maut. It comes in the hadith, a person who thinks of maut, remembers maut 25 times a day, he will die as a shaheed. So at least 25 times a day, whether one time. And one dua we are taught, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. We should try and read that 25 times, then we have remembered maut 25 times. And then maut will come, we'll get shahadat's maut. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, writes that we must not just think that of maut, just death. We should think that now I am dying. I've died now, I've left the world. And now they are giving me my ghusl, kafan. They are putting me in my qabr. And according to my amal and actions, now will be my life in the qabr. And for how long that will be? إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Till the day of Qiyamah. We don't know how long that will be. People are in their qabrs for 5,000 years, 10,000 years. And according to how they lived in this world for that little while of 60, 70 years, that life of that 1,000, 10,000, whatever number of years is according to that. So like that we must think also. If a person thinks of that death like that, he won't need any bayan. That is enough to guide him. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. اور تم کو پورے بدلے ملیں گے قیامت کے لئے. And you will be given your full returns of whatever you did on the day of Qiyamah. This worldly life is not the place for rewards and returns. Whether we do good, we don't get that rewards yet. The signs of it we see. But the place for that is the Akhirat. In the same way, a person who does wrong, the punishment is not in this dunya. The little sufferings a person goes through because of his wrong is just a little reminder also for him to come right. And neither is it in the qabr. The real place of reward and punishment is Jannat and Jahannam. In Jannat, a person will get such pleasures that he could never ever imagine. And in Jahannam, such punishment and torture that a person cannot imagine also ever. So the result of life is in the Akhirat. And the gateway to that is maut. Maut is not the end of everything. Maut is the start of everything. Maut, when maut comes, we say a person was suffering, he was ill, etc., and he was going through a lot of difficulty and hardship. Now all his sufferings have come to an end. No, life starts at the time of maut. If our dini life was good, then we have great enjoyment there. And if our dini life was wrong, breaking the laws of Allah, living not as a Muslim, doing all the wrong things, Then the start of the Allah's punishment starts in the qabr. It's not the end, it's the start of everything. It's the end of this very temporary world, whether the enjoyments of this world or the sufferings of this world. And it is the start of the real life. When a person dies, he now wakes up. He was all the time in this worldly life in a dream. He will realize at the time of mort, this whole worldly life of mine, whatever I was doing, was just a dream. And now I've woken up to reality. Like a person who is sleeping and he dreams, sometimes he gets nightmares. And he, whatever, there's some dragon chasing him or whatever, he's falling from a mountain, whatever. But when he wakes up, he saw that was just a dream. Or he sees himself enjoying very greatly in the dream. But when he wakes up, he sees there is nothing. Like that, in actual fact, when mort comes, then a person actually wakes up. It's not that he's dead now. Now he wakes up. And he sees that his worldly life was just a dream. So that is the real life. Once a person is there, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ फिर जो कोई दूर किया गया दोज़ख से, that person who has been removed far from the fire of Jahannam. There we won't be able to on our own stay away from Jahannam. It's only if Allah saves us. According to our actions here, then we will be saved there. So there on our own we won't be able to run away from Jahannam. That is here in this dunya. All the gunas which lead to Jahannam, we must run away from them here. Then there we will be turned away from Jahannam. We will be removed from it. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ Or دَاخِلْ كَيَا gaya جَنَّةِ mein. And that person then who will have been entered into Jannah. A person won't be able to enter on his own. According to his actions in this world, then there he will be made to enter Jannah. Made to turn away from Jahannam and enter Jannah. And a person who gets that, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَأُسْكَ كَامْ تُبَنْ فِيَا That is a person who is successful. Successful, all of us, unfortunately, according to the people of the world, which are the kuffar, we also declare our success according to dunya's life. That I've got a house that is fully paid up, I've got one, two cars fully paid up, I'm getting a good income, so I'm successful. This is not success. Success will be on the day of Qiyamah. A person who gets saved from Jahannam and is made to enter into Jannah, that is success. Unfortunately, we also making our decision of success according to the worldly standards. A student who hasn't still written the exam, he's not attending classes, he's getting big spending money from home and he's blowing it up. He says, I'm successful, I'm enjoying. And he's failed in the exam, that how can he be successful? He's loitering around, not attending classes. He's going to fail his exam. He can never be successful. So people who are not fulfilling the commands of Allah, so to say, living up in this dunya, they are unsuccessful. They are not successful. Successful are those people who are fulfilling Allah's command with sincerity in the correct way, etc. And they get saved from Jahannam and be made to enter into Jannah. Those are the people who are successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ اور نہیں زندگانی دنیا کی مگر پونجی دھوکے کی. And this worldly life is nothing but an amassment of deception. That is all types of deception. Any person, if somebody deceives you, does fraud with you, they sell you something and there's something else inside. A person gets very angry with that. This is all what this dunya's life is. It appears so beautiful, so enjoyable, but it is nothing but deception. And we see it clearly. A person enjoys sweet things and he eats a lot of sweet things. Then he ends up as a diabetic. He saw, oh, that sweet was only, it was just a false thing. Now I'm suffering. Or a person likes all these things nice, salted. enough salt there must be in his steps, whatever he eats, and he's got high blood pressure, he suffers a stroke. Now he sees, I thought I was enjoying, but now I'm in a stroke, I'm suffering. Just like that, all the things of this dunya, they appear like very nice, but they are the big deception. And here Allah has warned us, and it was the duty of the Muslims to realize it and to warn the people of the world. But unfortunately, as Muslims also, we following the people of the world, the kuffar, in their lifestyle, in all the wrong things, their sports, their entertainment, their going out for holidays, etc. All the things what they are doing, we are doing those things. Whereas we had to teach them the correct way of life. So Allah warns us that this dunya's life is nothing but a box and a meshment of all deception. There is no reality in this dunya. It is just a dream, and dream also of deception. A dream is nothing, and that dream also is just deception. So we must realize the real life is akhirah, and that is what we have to prepare for, and each one of us have to face maut. And according to our actions, maut will come according to that. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this, and that we prepare other people. Not that we follow other people in the wrong, but we help other people to go in the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana.